One of the things that many of the people do not usually do during the year, during the regular year, cleaning for Pesach, is their bookshelves, because usually they go away and the bookshelves are usually sold. Now that they're going to be home, and bookshelves might not be, Sefarim shelves might not be something that you block off and include in your Mechirat Chametz, because you want to have access to your Sefarim. Especially now that we are basically homebound and we do not have any access to Beit HaMidrash to learn. So we need to make our home into a Beis Medrash. And therefore we have to use the opportunity of using our Sefarim and learn. Now, there are two approaches to cleaning Sefarim for Pesach. One is there's a certain chumrah that people have. They take out every sefer and they shake it off. That is a wonderful thing to do, but it's a chumrah. You don't have to do that. On the other hand, you cannot ignore the fact that some of the sefarim that are on the shelf, maybe many of them, at least some of them, are used randomly during the year at the Shabbos table, at other tables, and people might be eating chametz, a cookie, a cake, something with their coffee while they're learning, and there are chances that breadcrumbs have gotten into the sefarim. So the recommendation I usually have is like this, that the sefarim that you know that you need, definitely you're going to need, the Gemara that you're going to use for your Daf Yomi, some of the Rishonim maybe that you look up, some of the Sifri Halacha or something that you definitely are going to access, those few sefarim, it's a good thing is to take it out and shake it, a few of them, just to make sure they're clean. All the other sefarim you don't have to worry about. You just have to keep in mind that you don't bring them to the table. So if you need to learn, you designate another little table somewhere away from your eating table. That is your kitchen table or dining room table. A little table on the side, like a desk style table, that you learn there. And if you want to look something up at your meal table, let's say a discussion comes up, you want to look something up, you make sure that the sefer should not be held over the table. This way, if there is any breadcrumbs in it, should not fall onto the table. So therefore, the sefarim, one more time, the sefarim that you're definitely going to use, it's kedai to shake it off. It doesn't take so long. You don't have to go page by page. You shake it off a little bit, pick it up and shake it off, and that's good enough. Sefarim that you do not anticipate that you're going to definitely use, you might use it or not, those you don't have to shake off, just make sure not to bring it to the table. Regarding the bookshelves themselves, the best way to clean them, you don't have to take out all the sefarim off the shelf and then clean it. You do two things, which is not so difficult. And especially if you have kids, you need to do that. Especially the lower shelves of the bookshelves. You use the pipe of your vacuum cleaner. You take a couple of sefarim out of one shelf, let's say. That gives you room to maneuver. You use the tube, the narrow tube of the vacuum cleaner, and you stick it between every sefer. And you go back and forth between every sefer. Right? It doesn't take so long. It quickly, if there is any crumbs there, it would collect it. And then you take your shemata and just wipe off the top of the sefarim and the edge of the bookshelves, and that would be good enough. The sefarim that are above where the kids would reach, usually the crumbs don't get there. It's not so common that people would have crumbs or pieces of cookie or something sticking there. All you have to do is just to dust it, to clean it, and that's good enough. So you don't have to drive yourself or your wife or the kids nuts with cleaning the bookshelves. Just those that are lower and the kids might have stuck their Cheerios or something there, use the tube of your vacuum cleaner. And the top shelves, you just wipe it, and that would be good enough. When it comes at the night of Bedikat Chametz, when you go around, you use your flashlight to look inside your bookshelf. You don't have to take the sefarim out. You just look over the top of the sefarim, if there is space, if there is room, to see if there is any chametz there. And you don't have to spend too much time. Every shelf, maybe 3 seconds, 4 seconds, you give it a glance, you go to the next shelf, a glance, next shelf, a glance, and this is how you do Bidikat Chametz on your bookshelf. As I said, bookshelves are very important, especially nowadays in our situation at home. This is our lifeline to our learning, to our Torah, to our making our home into a Beis Medrash. That is in terms of the bookshelves that need to be cleaned and the Sefarim that need to be checked. The same applies to Tehillim and the Sidurim that ladies and men should be using. Baruch Hashem, I can't say unfortunately because of the situation, but Baruch Hashem now, our Tehillim is coming to a very good use. And therefore, there are chances that crumbs are in them. And Sidurim too. Some of the Sidurim, weekday Sidurim, although people have machzorim for Pesach, but sometimes they run out of enough machzorim in the house, they may use Sidurim. Those have to be cleaned and have to be shaken off. The same situation applies to the knapsacks of the children. You could either wash them, put them in the washing machine and wash them, or you could take them outside, make them inside out, and shake them out very hard. At this point, it doesn't look like the kids are going to go back to school anytime before Pesach. So therefore, that you could already clean them. And their books also, because many times they put their lunches and stuff in there and the crumbs get into the books or pieces, they could just shake off their books. They themselves could do it. Shake off their books a little bit and put it in a clean knapsack. And as soon as their studies, they're still learning, they're still studying, as soon as their studies are over, they could pack it and put it away over Pesach. The toys of the kids, those toys that are going to be used by your children, they need to be cleaned, because kids play and they eat and they their hands touch everything and touch the toys. Things get stuck on the toys. If there are, if you do not have kosher le Pesach toys, which is a set of Legos that is for Pesach or something like that, and you want to use the weekday ones, the best thing to do is, if it is possible, if it doesn't get messed up, dump them into the bathtub. Fill up the bathtub with soap water, dump them all in the bathtub, let them soak a couple of hours, and then you could have, even your kids could go sit there and wash them off. Put your kid inside the bathtub, let out the water and let him wash it. He sits there and plays with water, keeps himself entertained, and washes all the toys like that, and then you put it away for Pesach. Any toy that that you're not going to use, that you don't have to clean, you could pack it up to put it together with all the other chametz and sell it for Pesach. Make sure you do not pack up your kids to put them away for Pesach. We really need them, we really want them, and let them know that we enjoy them, we appreciate them, even though Baruch Hashem, we haven't really had such a long stretch of time with them. But Baruch Hashem, we are getting used to that. And it's a good thing. It's, they should know that we appreciate them, we spend time with them, and we are ready to have a good time together with them, Be'ezrat Hashem, over Pesach. Atkar Rabotai, halacha for tonight. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.